Welcome back, guys, to another Believe in TCU Football with JD and Lauren Cottrell. Guys, today we're going to be previewing the TCU versus number 14 Baylor game this Saturday at Amanji Carter Stadium at 2:30 p.m. JD, let's get right into it. Baylor is 7-1 on the season. TCU is now 3-5. This is a huge rival of ours. We were talking about on the last show how we both kind of think that this is our biggest rival of the season. We're three games away from being bowl eligible. There's a lot that's riding on this game. What do you think we need to do going into this game?
I think right out of the gate, we got to get the momentum. We have to get the momentum right out of the gate. This is a pretty powerful team, I must say, with, you know, their defense playing really, really good this season and their offense being able to score points. So they've beat Texas. They've beat BYU. That's a ranked team. They've beat West Virginia and they've beat Iowa State. So this is not a team that we can take lightly or wait to the second half to try to play. We're going to have to come out of the gate swinging early if we want to get that momentum. So, yeah, we got to come out on fire. We got to do it from the start.
I agree, and I think there's a lot even more riding on this game because, you know, I was kind of just thinking about – I think I have heard a lot. The timing of this game is absolutely impeccable. You know, there's a lot of changes that have been happening this week, a lot of issues that have been going on in the past few weeks. You know, just a few. We've had head coaching changes. We have Max Duggan with a broken foot. We've had Zach Evans out. You know, we're coming off of one of our worst losses in, you know, some say TCU history. So, you know, I completely agree. We got to definitely come out guns blazing this weekend.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, and, you know, like you said, it's just the timing for everything has just been a nightmare, so to speak, because it's like, you know, injuries happen. Don't get me wrong. Injuries happen. We get through those. We figure those out. Next man up. But when the captain of your ship is let go, and everybody has to kind of hold on tight and kind of figure out who's going to take the lead and what roles are going to be taken and what people are going to be doing. You know, that's a strategy that takes some time to figure out, you know, unless, you know, TCU has some secret sauce or something that they can figure it out in a matter of hours. But, you know, I still have faith in us. We've, you know, in my tenure there, my 2 years there, we beat Baylor. So, you know, they have been known to give us a game or two. Baylor has. But I must say, Coach Armand, I think it's Armand, I think. Is how you say his last name?
I think it's Armand, yeah.
Yeah, he was the defensive coordinator at LSU. And he knows how to call a defense. He definitely knows how to call a defense. So, you know, hats off to him. With this defense, and we'll get into numbers a little bit later on, but like you said, like the timing, wow, has, you couldn't even draw this up any other way.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, you kind of talked about a little bit of the history, I guess some of the history between TCU and Baylor is, you know, obviously it is a huge rivalry. We're both, Baylor's private, right? They are considered private?
I believe so. I believe okay. So. I did hear that once before. Yeah. Hadn't gotten it confirmed, but I have heard that before.
Yeah, I always thought they were private. If not, I mean, we're both, you know, the Christian schools of the South, whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a huge rivalry in Texas. TCU does own the rivalry with 44 wins, 35 losses. And, you know, we do have the advantage of where we are coming off of a season where we beat them 33-23 last year in 2020. But, you know, the cool thing about college football, cool and, you know, sometimes bad, is I feel like you just really never know coming into the game, you know, how they're going to play, how it's going to end up. And, you know, Baylor was a completely different team last year than they are this year. So that's definitely going to make this game interesting. And again, TCU's going to have to come out with, you know, some aggression and come out with some momentum early on.
Yeah, most definitely. Like you said, it's they've been known that we're winning the series. But you kind of made the mention of college football and how exciting it is. And I know in the NFL they say any given Sunday, and you know, in this case, any given Saturday, a team can be beat. And you know, over the course of the season or last few weeks, I must say that there has been some upsets, some unranked teams beating some ranked teams. So this could certainly be one of those weekends where that happens, whether it be done early on in the game or whether it be done later in the game or, you know, in overtime or something like that. We really don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, this could be any given Saturday where TCU could, you know, find their rhythm early and keep it and maintain it and, you know, come out with a win on the other end. But, you know, like I mentioned earlier, Dave Aranda, he's a student of Gary Patterson. As a young coach getting into his career, he watched a lot of the things that Gary Patterson did. And I know one of the articles said that when he was a young coach, Dave Aranda, when he was a young coach, he'd find these bootleg tapes of Gary Patterson to learn how to teach defense and run defense and, you know, run and call the defense. So, again, Dave Aranda, amazing, amazing man, amazing coach, understands his craft and understands what he's good at. So he's, you know, this game won't be any slack at all. We're going to have to score some points to, in order to win it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I saw that too. I didn't see an article, but I did see a video of Baylor's head coach giving a tribute to Coach Patterson and saying that exact thing, which I thought was really cool. You know, I think that's cool when coaches learn off of each other, and I think it's a really cool story. But that Baylor defense is it's tough for us that he learned from Coach Patterson, because we know Coach Patterson knows how to run a defense. But that's going to be tough for us this upcoming Saturday. You know, just going off of numbers, the Bears have allowed less than 20 points per game. Less than 340 yards, and you know, overall they're an aggressive defense.
Yeah.
And you know, they don't offer a lot of great openings for, you know, our offense to get through. So that's definitely going to be something that's really interesting.
Yeah, most definitely. Like you said, I mean, they've only allowed, you know, on average 340 yards a game. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're obviously sitting above that as an offense, but this defense, you know, they don't lack in many areas. Only giving up, you know, 209 yards, 210 yards in the passing game, and 130 in the rushing. So this defense, like you said, it's very aggressive, and apparently they understand how to complete the assignment and to slow teams down. So we're definitely gonna have to score a lot of points, I believe, and I think it's gonna have to come from all phases, offense, defense, and special teams, because again, this team is not 7-1 for no reason. They've knocked off some good opponents on the way up to this 12 ranking that they have nationally. So, you know, like we said, I mean, TCU is going to have to come out and fire on all cylinders on Saturday. They're going to have to.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even coming off of that, we're coming off of an awful loss, and they're coming off of a win against Texas.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, and not saying, you know, Texas isn't ranked, so it's not like it's, you know, they're coming off of an Iowa State or a BYU win, but, you know, it's we still lost to Texas. We're definitely coming in from very different angles this week. So it's definitely going to be something that, you know, I completely agree. We're going to have to fire on all cylinders because you know, that comes a lot from offense, I guess, too. It's funny, we did it backwards this week. Talked about defense first, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, going to our offense, do we know if Zach Evans is playing this weekend? Have we heard?
I haven't heard anything on my end. I would just assume that he is, seeing the kind of situation that we're in. So I would just assume that he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of things that are up in the air. You know, we had Chandler Morris playing half of our game last week against Kansas State. So, you know, it hasn't come out and said if there was something wrong with Max Duggan or if, you know, like we were talking about, if that was just them experimenting. But, you know, that's kind of something that could potentially be up in the air too. It's just, you know, us wanting to come in super, super strong. And I feel like there's just a lot of things that are very much up in the air right now.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. There's a lot of things up in the air, and, you know, for us to get it bowl eligible, just a lot of things are just going to have to go right in the next couple of weeks, you know. You know, obviously we've been having changes. Guys have been injured and recovered and injured and recovered, and we've had, you know, our struggles on defense. And so it's again, this is not, it's not a recipe for disaster, but it is an opportunity for TCU to really, really dig their cleats in the ground and hold their ground, or, you know, fight them until hell freezes over, as we say. So, you know,
fight them on the ice.
Yeah. And then fight them on the ice. So, you know, this is definitely one of those defining moments, I must say, because, you know, a lot of eyes are going to be on TCU this weekend, just because of the recent, you know, head coaching changes. And so, again, you know, instead of looking at this weekend in a pessimistic way of, you know, saying, well, you know, oh, we got guys out and, yeah, you know, Coach Patterson is gone. I think this could be a defining moment where TCU actually starts a brand new wave or a brand new way of playing, you know, so to speak, sure, to show that, you know, it's still TCU at the end of the day. Still, yeah, got to be still a team that you must respect and that you should fear, in one way or another. So I'm excited to watch the game on Saturday. I think a lot of stuff is going to happen for sure.
Oh, and I'm glad you said fear. We're wearing the reds this weekend.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I am so excited, yes, for the reds. I've been waiting, yes, for those to come out. So I yes, guess for
fear the
for,
blood.
Yeah, I guess for listeners, you know, if you don't know what the reds are, basically Horned Frogs, their mechanism is that they shoot blood out of their eyes to their predators. So we have jerseys that have blood red on them, you know, kind of outlining the numbers and outlining the neckline. And they're really, really cool jerseys. And so I've been waiting all season for those to be brought out. So I think this is the perfect game. Especially the perfect timing, too, you know, to kind of show like, hey, you know, we've had a lot happen, but here we are. We're coming out for blood.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is the perfect time. It's almost like a movie, almost. it's almost like a movie. You know, the two heavyweight guys are going to go to battle. But I love those jerseys. I think the year they came out, or the first year we wore them, I think they got recognized as like the best uniform in all of college football.
They did.
Yeah. So it's been a while since we wore them. I think that we got some flack, a little bit of flack from, you know, TCU fans, TCU alums about the red and the gray and the whole, you know, meaning behind the Horned Frog and what he does with the blood. Like, there's a lot of flack that came behind wearing those jerseys the first time. But
yeah,
I think everybody might be on board this time.
I
got to say. Yeah, I think everybody might be on board.
Yeah. No, I think I was one of those people, too, probably. I was like, why do we have red? Like, the players aren't red. But I think they're so cool. Yeah. Even on the most cleats, definitely, too. Everything on the uniform. It's really cool. It's definitely – I'm excited for that. And, again, I think it was a perfect time for them to be pulling that out. And, you know, something kind of interesting that we've been talking about head coaching changes and – you know, I don't know if this is confirmed, but I did read in an article that Coach Patterson has been attending practice and just kind of like, you know, watching, you know, giving his hand where needed. I'm not sure if that's confirmed at all, but I definitely did read that somewhere.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, man. It's hard, you know. It's hard for him to just detach like that.
Oh yeah.
You know, he's built their program up from the ground up, and he's been here the last 22 years. Like, I just, there's no way I could just see him walking away, just,
no,
you know, not doing anything. So I hope it is confirmed
too,
that he's doing that. Yeah, mid-season. Absolutely.
Yeah,
mid-season,
tough,
man. So, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I love that article I sent you about, you know, what Lincoln Riley said about the coaching changes and how, you know, if they're going to continue to do this midseason, then they're going to open the floodgates for disaster, because mm-hmm, it's going to become a trend. And that, like we mentioned on the last episode, that could just be something that goes downhill and it could affect so many different people in so many different situations. But if you guys are interested in reading that, it's on ESPN. You can go find it. But Lincoln Riley definitely had Coach Pete's back, which I love
oh,
to death
love
about that.
That.
He did. He definitely had his back. He said, this, that just ain't right. That ain't right, man, that they
yeah,
did that. But But yeah, I hope Coach P has been in practice. I really does. I hope he has been doing his thing from afar. And I think if that is the case, I'm sure he's going to continue to do that. There's no, like I said, there's no way he can just walk away from it, you know?
No, absolutely not. No, I can't even imagine. I mean, that's the last 22 years of your life.
Yeah, most
and I
definitely.
Mean, even before that, you know, that 22 years only just at TCU.
Right.
So yeah, no, I can't even imagine. But if that's the case, you know, I'm really looking forward to this game even more then, because it's definitely different. It's definitely different. It's a different feel. In Evan, it's kind of funny because you were saying last show about how everyone's kind of acting and talking like this is like a funeral.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I've heard so many people say, which, you know, is a good thing, but it's funny the way it's worded, that this game is in honor of Coach P.
Yeah.
Which is, it's great. You know,
yeah,
obviously play
it's
for
awesome.
Him, play your hearts out. But I just think the wording is funny because it's like, this isn't a funeral.
Yeah.
He's
the
still
wordplay
around.
Is, yeah. The wordplay is definitely kind of funky there. Like, you know, it's, yeah, for sure. Definitely play hard for Coach P. I mean, play hard in general. Like, we still got to get bowl
yeah,
eligible.
Really.
So play hard anyway. But
yeah,
like you said, it is kind of, you know, the wording, the words that are being chosen, and the way they've been played is kind of funny though.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, guys, this Saturday, TCU is going to be taking on Baylor Bears at Amanji Carter Stadium at 2:30 p.m. Again, this is going to be an awesome game. Can't wait to come back on Monday to talk about the recap of it. Hopefully it's going to be some good stuff. And guys, also we have somebody very, very special coming and joining us on Monday. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but you're just going to have to tune in to find out. So yeah, as always, let us know your opinions, your comments, your questions, and we will see you guys on Monday for our recap.